Jordan, I don't know if you wanted to explain the Fox News angle. And I was looking at a number of other different interesting folks that had all kinds of theories about this today.
They had a guy on the border doing a live stand-up this morning talking about how the eclipse, because the moon will block the sunlight, where there is totality at the border, that will provide cover for migrants and cartels and smugglers to come right in.
Any sort of topic that trends or gets into the zeitgeist, they need to put their stank on it. And the main one, as Jordan pointed out, is we are being invaded by non-white people. And they, a lot of them are military-age men, and who knows what their intentions are. And so the opportunity to like squat the eclipse story with that, a lot of people understand that obviously as hysterical and, you know, racist. But they don't have to speak for everybody. They just need a critical mass of hysterical reactionaries who are willing to take that as marching orders. And now we have to protect ourselves from not only the horde invasion and, like, I don't know, adrenochrome drinkers, but also like the moon itself, which is coming after us.
It's just very depressing that we now expect it. Anytime there's a tragedy, anytime there's just some incident that gathers people's attention or garners people's attention, these are the culprits, and this is how it can be explained.
Yeah, I didn't see any direct linkage between wokeness and the eclipse. Although I think the closest that I saw is that there's the kind of contingent of people that are like, this is just a way to test people to see if they're going to follow orders. And this kind of similar to the whole like pandemic, plandemic kind of idea. They're telling you to put on glasses. They're telling you not to stare at the sun because they want to see that whether you're a sheep or not. So I'm wondering now if in the next couple of like, in the next week or so, we're going to get this influx of like MAGA patriots that have permanent corneal damage because they didn't want to have the woke left tell them not to look at the sun during the eclipse. But
yeah, I mean, the thing people like on that Bray wave need to understand is like, you are not that important that these motherfuckers, sorry to curse, need to perform for you all the time. Like I saw somebody reacting to a music stream reacting to the P. Diddy stuff. And somebody in the chat said, are they doing this P. Diddy stuff to distract us from Hunter Biden? And it's like, no, there are massive prosecutorial bureaucracies that exist that, and guess what? Their priority isn't like, what kind of performance are we showing today? Do we have the P. Diddy thing ready to go? Like, cut P. Diddy. Like, that's not how the world works.
Thanks for checking out The Insurgents. What you just heard was a free preview. To get access to the rest of this episode, head on over to insurgentspod.com, where you can subscribe for as little as $5 a month. Your support goes a long way to keeping this show going, and as a thank you, you get an extra episode every week. Insurgentspod.com to learn more.